This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of nerves of the foot from the foot and ankle section on orthobullets.com. In this review, we'll go over branches of the tibial nerve, sural nerve, deep peroneal nerve, superficial peroneal nerve, and the saphenous nerve. So starting with the branches of the tibial nerve, these include the medial calcaneal nerve, the medial plantar nerve, and the lateral plantar nerve. The medial calcaneal nerve innervates the plantar medial heel. The medial plantar nerve innervates the abductor hallucis, flexor hallucis brevis, flexor digitorum brevis, and the lumbricals to the second and third toes. The proper branch of the medial plantar nerve is at risk with the medial plantar approach to the tibial sesamoid. Moving on to the lateral plantar nerve, this innervates everything else, which includes the adductor hallucis, the quadratus plantae, all the interossei muscles, the lateral two lumbricals, and the abductor digiti minimus via Baxter's nerve, which is the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve. Baxter's nerve courses anterior to the medial tuberosity between the quadratus plantae and the flexor digitorum brevis. The lateral plantar nerve provides sensation to the plantar lateral foot, the lateral fourth toe, and the fifth toe. On physical exam, injury to the lateral slash medial plantar nerve leads to weak or absent MTP flexion. This is otherwise known as intrinsic minus. So again, injury to the lateral slash medial plantar nerve leads to weak or absent MTP flexion. This is otherwise known as intrinsic minus. Moving on to the sural nerve, this provides dorsal sensation in the fourth web space 70 to 80% of the time. The sural nerve is most vulnerable during extensile lateral approaches to the calcaneus, screw placement for stress fractures of the proximal fifth metatarsal, as well as Achilles tendon repair, especially using the percutaneous technique. Moving on to the deep peroneal nerve, this innervates the extensor digitorum brevis and the extensor hallucis brevis in the foot. It also provides sensation to the first dorsal web space. The deep peroneal nerve is found compressed beneath the inferior retinaculum in anterior tarsal tunnel syndrome. The lateral branch of the deep peroneal nerve is most vulnerable during removal of a calcaneonavicular bar. It may also be vulnerable during the approach for reduction of a Lisfranc injury. Injury to the deep peroneal nerve leads to weak or absent extensor digitorum brevis and extensor hallucis brevis function. This can be seen with trauma or Charcot-Marie tooth disease. Moving on to the superficial peroneal nerve, it has a medial branch and a lateral cutaneous branch. The medial branch is found at the dorsal medial aspect of the hallux. It is most vulnerable during bunion surgery. The lateral cutaneous branch of the superficial peroneal nerve emerges from the deep fascia 12 to 15 centimeters proximal to the tip of the lateral malleolus. It is most vulnerable with the placement of an arthroscopic anterolateral portal, as well as an open reduction internal fixation of distal fibula fractures, especially Weber C fractures. Overall, the superficial peroneal nerve is at risk with ankle inversion injuries. Finally, the saphenous nerve supplies sensation to the medial side of the foot. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 32-year-old male presents with right ankle pain after rolling his ankle 18 months prior while hiking. He denies trauma since the index event, and his primary complaint is a pins and needles sensation in the distribution of the superficial peroneal nerve at the level of the ankle. On physical exam, there are no lesions, sensation is intact to light touch, pedal and posterior tibial pulses are 2+ palpable, strength is 5 out of 5, and there's no appreciable subluxation of the peroneal tendons. With precaution about the anterolateral ankle, he has shooting pain up his leg and down his foot. Conservative management, including corticosteroid injections, bracing, anti-inflammatories, and physiotherapy, have not improved his symptoms over the course of 1 year. What is the next step in management? And the choices are 1. Sems-Weinstein monofilament test, 2. Platelet-rich plasma injection, 3. Neuroma excision and nerve grafting, 4. Neurotomy and transposition to the bone, and 5. Broström-Gould reconstruction. The correct answer to this question is 4, neurotomy and transposition to bone. So this patient has a chronic superficial peroneal nerve injury following an ankle inversion injury. after failure of conservative management, the correct answer is neurotomy with transposition into bone. To quickly review, the superficial peroneal nerve is a branch of the common peroneal nerve that supplies most of the dorsum of the foot. The first web space is supplied by the deep peroneal nerve. Proximally, it wraps around the fibular head and exits the anterior compartment of the leg approximately 10 to 12 centimeters proximal to the lateral malleolus. As the nerve crosses the ankle joint, it is at risk for injury during hyperinversion injuries. Most of these injuries resolve with prolonged conservative management. For those that fail treatment, neurotomy is indicated. Moving on to the next question. Which of the following statements regarding the dorsomedial cutaneous nerve is true? And the choices are 1, it is the terminal branch of the saphenous nerve, and injury leads to first MTP joint abduction weakness. 2, it is the terminal branch of the superficial peroneal nerve, and injury leads to first interphalangeal joint extension weakness. 3, it is the terminal branch of the superficial peroneal nerve, and injury leads to reduced sensation over the medial aspect of the great toe. 4, it is the terminal branch of the deep peroneal nerve, and injury leads to first interphalangeal joint flexion weakness. And 5, it is the terminal branch of the deep peroneal nerve, and injury leads to first MTP joint abduction weakness. The correct answer to this question is 3, it is the terminal branch of the superficial peroneal nerve, and injury leads to reduced sensation over the medial aspect of the great toe. So the dorsomedial cutaneous nerve is the terminal branch of the superficial peroneal nerve. Injury leads to reduced sensation over the medial aspect of the great toe. To quickly review, the dorsomedial cutaneous nerve is the terminal branch of the superficial nerve and is susceptible to iatrogenic injury during bunion surgery. It is usually found 5 to 15 millimeters medial/plantar to the EHL tendon. Injury to the nerve may result in a painful neuroma and or numbness over the medial aspect of the great toe. Miller et al. Reviewed nerve disorders in the hallux. They state nerve disorders can occur secondary to soft tissue entrapment, trauma, iatrogenic injury, or from an idiopathic basis. They must be approached by careful history and examination, followed by non-operative treatment. During workup, a positive nerve block can help to confirm the diagnosis and should be a precursor before any surgical intervention. Miller et al. Also discussed dorsomedial cutaneous nerve syndrome. They state that severe neuritic pain over the medial eminence and first toe after bunion surgery is suggestive of this syndrome. In their series of 9 patients, the nerve had been either transected or bound in scar tissue. In these patients, resection and burial of this nerve appears to be a useful treatment when pain is unresponsive to non-operative measures. And moving on to the final question, many incisions around the foot and ankle are associated with potential nerve problems. Which of the following is the most appropriate pairing of surgical incision and the likely nerve injury? And the choices are 1, gastroc recession injury to the sural nerve, 2, anterior total ankle approach injury to the tibial nerve, 3, tarsal tunnel release injury to the deep peroneal nerve, 4, peroneal tendon repair injury to the superficial peroneal nerve, and 5, open reduction and internal fixation of the calcaneus injury to the lateral plantar nerve. The correct answer to this question is 1, gastroc recession injury to the sural nerve. So a gastroc incision is commonly posterior in the back of the calf and is based over the sural nerve. All of the other choices are incorrect pairings of incision with the nerve that can be injured with the approach. The anterior ankle approach can injure the medial branch of the superficial peroneal nerve as well as the deep peroneal nerve. A peroneal tendon repair uses a posterolateral incision that directly exposes the sural nerve, not the superficial peroneal nerve. The calcaneus incision typically would injure the sural nerve. A tarsal tunnel release is via a posteromedial approach that can injure the tibial nerve and its branches. That's all for this review about nerves of the foot. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.